Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, Janae Wright joins me on the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. The Lancers win it 3-1, and I got a little voice left, Janae.
I don't have much left, but this was a great, great night for the Lancers.
Oh.
Out of the Grove.
Yeah, regular season, you got beat by 5, right?
Right. Yeah. We wanted to pay back, and it happened to be in playoffs that we got that opportunity, and the girls were on tonight, so that was awesome.
Oh, man, everyone played so well, didn't they?
Yes. We came out, we wanted to take 1 point at a time, wanted to get more touches on the block. They have a good, strong team, young team, but we got it done tonight.
Yeah. Talk about the first set. You lost 25-22. You remember that far back?
I do. You know, our passing wasn't on, and, you know, a team is not going to win and be successful if you don't pass it to your setter decent. Our service receive was a little off. We made some adjustments, and we were successful at that.
And then set two was a barn burner, 26-24. Talk about that set.
Hey, that was a big set for us. We had a lot more coverage on the tips. We had a lot more touches on the block. And I think set two was a decider for the evening, actually. And by us taking it, really was a good outcome for the match.
Set three, 25-19.
Oh, my gosh. I know. We just started getting on fire. We had a lot more passes to our target, and we were able to do a lot more offense up-tempo.
Yeah, and then the last set, you dominated.
Yeah, I mean, there was no holding them back. They just took every point, was excited for everything, and it was just a fun match to watch and coach.
What's it like coaching your daughters in a match like this?
Very stressful.
I like to come on with you and listen to the conversation.
Yeah, we try not to talk volleyball at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we try not to, but yeah, they're good kids, but actually I'm proud of the whole team. They did a very nice job tonight.
Yep, everyone played really well. I mean,
yeah, we really clicked, and boy, our system, once we're up-tempo and the passes are on the money, it's going to be hard to stop, so we just got to take one game at a time in these playoff rounds.
Talk about Cassidy Hunt in the back row. What a job she did.
She did. She read it very well. If her block was early, she stepped in and took it up. And just really good passing from her tonight. Very proud of her.
Yeah, and then Morgan did a great job setting to your daughters. Talk about Aaliyah and Charlotte. Man, they were determined. You could
see
the facial looks on their face. They were competitive. They're
very competitive, very excitable players. And I think it really helps with our back row. Give Abby Rangard and Cassidy Hunt and our back, Brooke Nelson. When our passes are on the money, it's easy to do for the hitters and our setter, too. Morgan did a nice job beating everybody, and so did Rachel.
Yep. A super win for him. Brooke Nelson, she had some big kills for you.
Yeah, she got it done, found some holes in the blocks and seams, and was very smart in the front.
Yeah. Cammy Weber.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I forgot about her.
Yeah, she...
She was kind of quiet, but I got her for 12 kills in it.
Oh, yeah. She's a quiet player, but she does get the job done when she's in the front row, and that's her job as a front row player, and she got it done. When the sets were on, she put it down.
All right. You know what? I don't think I've ever done this before. I'm going to 4 player to games tonight. How about that?
Awesome. I love it.
I can't pick one. I can't pick two.
I can't either.
I can pick 4.
Okay, that's legal. Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to Cassidy Hunt.
Yep.
And Cammy Weber, Aaliyah Wright, and Charlotte Wright.
Sounds good. Yeah, they all did well.
Yep. And so if you can get them up here, should I let you know, Minnesota Sweat, Central Minnesota Christian, 25-7, 25-5, 25-6, and you got the Vikings.
Yep.
Got to go through them sometime.
We do, and you know what? That's okay, because you'd have to get them to get on the road anyway on the path to St. Paul, and if we have to go a little earlier with them, that's fine.
Then the other bracket, Wabasso will beat Lakeview 3-1, and RTR upset YME tonight 3-1.
Wow.
In Granite.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, if you can get your daughters up here and Cassidy and
Cammy.
Yeah,
I will do that. All right.
Congratulations, Janae. That's
Thanks
awesome.
So much. Thanks for having me.
Fun to talk with you.
Awesome. Okay.
That's Janae Wright of the Lancers. Happy coach there, that's for sure. Lancers win 3 sets. 3-1 over the McRae Wolverines. The Wolverines took the first set, 25-22. Before I talk with the Cammy girls, gotta say goodbye to 2 seniors on McRae. Danny Burns and Piper Ash. They're the only two seniors on the squad. Whoever wants to go first, girls, we've got 2 headsets here.
Yep.
No, that's all right. We're live on the air already, so you better get them on. Before we talk with some of the Cammy girls, got to say goodbye to 2 seniors on the McRae. I'm sure it's a heartfelt a tough loss for Danny Burns and Pipe Brass. Both of those girls will be playing college volleyball next year. Piper at Augustana and Danny at Dakota Wesleyan, I believe. There are only two seniors on the team, so Trace Bourne has some good players back for next year, but those two are going to be missed, and they're outstanding volleyball players. Well, what do we got here? We got Cammy Weber and Aaliyah Wright with us. We'll get with them first. I've never done this before. I've named four player of the games tonight. I couldn't pick one. I couldn't pick two. So you guys get four player of the games. We'll get you a T-shirt and stuff. First, Cammy, talk about the match. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I got you on officially for 12 kills, but talk about the match and the setting.
I don't know. We knew we had to come out and really fight for it. We knew it was going to be a battle. So.
Yep. So you're related to somebody famous. You want to tell us?
Taylor Reed.
Yeah, okay. Just let our listeners know that. And you got volleyball in your genes then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So you lost the first set. What went through your mind there then?
We knew we just needed to come back out with energy. We knew we could do it.
Yeah, I see a lot of smiles on your face.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. Stick around. We'll get a picture with some shirts, too.
Thank
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Aaliyah. I can't count that fast. 15, 16 kills, maybe more. A couple ace serves, too. You're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, serving throughout the years has been a bit of a struggle for me, so it's just nice to finally get with it for last year.
Yeah. Well, your mom told me you don't talk volleyball at home. I think you will tonight, though, won't you?
Maybe. It's just we're together because our mom's a coach,
yep,
and my sister's a player, and we just kind of grew up with volleyball, so it'd be kind of boring if all we talked about is volleyball, you know?
Yeah. Talk about your hits. You were hitting them hard, wasn't she, Cammy?
Oh, yeah.
Were you feeling it tonight?
Oh, man. Actually, today, I don't know what I was feeling, but I took a nap on the bus, and I don't know, I just woke up and suddenly I'm just hitting them really great. That's all I can say about that.
Well, great job, a great win for you guys, and appreciate it. You can dig through my bag there and find a shirt.
Thank you.
If I don't have the right size, I'll get you the right size. Just stick around, we'll take a picture too. Pass the headsets
thank
on
you.
There.
Thank you.
Cammy Weber, Aaliyah Wright. Now we got Charlotte Wright and Cassidy Hunt. Cassidy, we'll start with you.
Right.
Wow. You're fast in that back row. You know that? You're quick.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So your thoughts on the win here against McCray?
I just think we did really good. We practiced really hard, and we just executed to the fullest, and I'm really proud of my teammates.
You had some amazing digs. You made me lose my voice a few times, you know.
Yeah.
Do you like playing the back row?
Yeah, that's...
You've been doing that your whole career?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're a junior, right?
Yep.
Okay. Pretty exciting for you to beat McCray after they beat you here.
Yeah, they've got tough hitters, and we had to adjust to that, but yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. Just hang around, Charlotte.
Hi.
How about you?
I thought our team played really well against them. Of course, Piper and Danny had some really good hits in there, but we got fast over on the block, and we got a couple good touches, and yeah.
This is probably the best you've played all year, would you say?
Yeah.
It was?
Well, yeah.
Oh, let's hope you got one more in you then, or a couple more in you, right?
Oh, yeah.
More than one.
Yeah, I think our team really played well and fast in there.
When you were down the first set, what was said between sets one and two? Do you remember?
I just thought, like, I didn't want my season to be done, and I was just like, hey, we got to get it going, and we got to start playing now. And,
yeah. All right. Well, you get Mignota on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go through them sometime, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you're friends with some of them girls on the team and stuff. So.
Okay. Yep.
So you won't be friends Tuesday on the court, I guess, huh?
Nope.
All right, I named you Player of the Game. Each of you get a Player of the Game T-shirt with a Subway Valley mural on Subway. So congratulations, and keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You can take it through my bag there and find the shirt. And we'll take a quick picture then.
Thank you.
Well, that'll wrap things up here. As I mentioned, Cammy winning 3-1 over McCray tonight. They will take on Mineola on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And the other game at 7:15 will be Wabasso and RTR. We'll also be broadcasting that match as well. That's on Tuesday. Tomorrow, big football game. Mineola and Dawson Boyd. At 3 o'clock, Terry Oberlander with the call there tomorrow afternoon in Mineola. That's going to be a great game. We will wrap it up. Thanks for Kathy back at the studio. Big win for the Lancers here tonight as they advance in the Section 3A volleyball. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Mosing Chiropractic, the House of Spirits in Appleton, the Mattress Barn in Marshall, Midwest Truck Parts Incorporated, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Jim's Market in Canby, Lock Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Erickson Chevrolet, Madison and Dawson, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Lee Motor Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Madison Dental Clinic, Fieldcrest Fertilizer. Section sports brought to you by Chris Swadzinski, Swadzinski for House, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Truck Parts, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Abilene, Pete's Electric Motor, Nielsen's Lanes, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Boris Crop Insurance, Hoover Law Office, Countryside Auto, Prairie Brand Seeds, Gisselson Hardware, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, State Farm Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by United Prairie Bank in Madison, Canby Farmers Grain, Kaufman Construction, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Appleton Area Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Farmers Co-op Association, Lund Implement Company, A&B Auto, Ag Processing Incorporated, the Genio Turkey Store, Minneota Building Center, Ludwig's and Tiling, State Bank of Taunton, Halgett Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Prairie Winds Wellness, Steve Haas, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Miller Services Incorporated, American Surplus in Montevideo, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Warren Trigestad, Pioneer Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, the City of Madison, Klein Bank in Madison, and D&K RV Sales Canby. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.